Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know this llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, with most of their help now working for Squire Skimp, Lum and Abner are hard at work trying to remodel a warehouse into a theater in time to hold their grand opening before Squire's Hippodrome opens its doors. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the lobby of the theater. He's calling to Abner, who's evidently inside.
Abner! Abner, come on down out of that projection booth and help me with this work here.
Yeah, I'm coming, Lum. I'm coming.
Swan, do goodness. You'd think I was the only partner in this picture show the way I have to do all the work around here. Hurry up, Abner.
Well, I'm coming, Lum. I'm just right in the middle of studying on that moving picture machine up there. I believe I got it all figured out now, though.
Well, it seems to me like all you've been doing today is fooling around with that machine.
Well, Lum, I got to be able to run it before we can open up our picture show, ain't I?
Well, what I can't understand is why you never learned more about that machine when you was in there at the county seat.
Huh?
Granny, you was in there might not a whole week.
Yeah, that's right, I was, weren't I?
Well, what was you doing there most of the time?
Huh?
Drinking ice cream sodas and playing snooker at the pool bar instead of being at the Lyrics Theater there?
No, sir, I was at the show every day. But, well, I don't know, Lum. It just seemed like every time that fella started running that film through there, well, I'd get so interested in the picture that I just never watched the machine or heard what the fellers tell me or nothing.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fate.
But I catched on to it pretty good now, though, I think.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah.
Here, take this hammer and get to work. Help me get this box office built.
Yeah, sure. Whereabouts is Dick Huddleston at? I thought he's helping you do this. Where's Mousie Gray?
Well, Mousie had to get on back to the defense plan.
Oh.
Dick had to make a business trip into the county seat.
In the county seat, huh?
Yeah. Glad he's making that trip, though, because he said he knowed a place in there where he could rent some chairs, he thought.
Rent some chairs?
He's going to see about getting some first.
Well, good for him. Won't old Squire Skimp have a fit when he sees us getting a batch of chairs sent out here from the county seat?
Well, he's going to have a lot of fits before this thing's over.
Oh, yeah. Well, for the land's sakes.
What's
look
the
there. There comes that Cedric Weehunt up out there.
Oh, him.
Now, I reckon what he's coming around here for. I bound you that Squire Skimp sent him over here to spy on us, Lum.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised.
Just about.
That's the way Squire does things, all
right. We just won't tell him nothing. Not a single nothing. Don't tell him.
Of course, maybe Squire's done fired Cedric like he done Grandpap yesterday.
Fired him?
Yeah, he could have.
Yeah.
So now Cedric's sneaking back here to get us to rehar him again.
Aye, doggies, we just won't do it. He quit us once, and he can just stay quit. That's
yeah,
the way I think.
Might learn him a good lesson.
Yeah.
Mind out.
Look at him. What are you doing around here, Cedric?
Howdy, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum.
Why don't you stay over there with Squire Skimp? Do you think so much of him?
Oh, I don't think so much of Mr. Squire.
Huh?
I just like the wages he pays us all.
Oh.
In other words, Cedric, all you're interested in is the almighty dollar, huh?
Mom?
Oh, nothing. Just skip it, Cedric.
What's all that stack of papers you got stuffed in your pocket there, Cedric?
Oh, that's just another job I picked up today.
Job?
Yes, Mom. Delivering some little old handbills. Pays pretty good, though.
Well, law me, Cedric, how many jobs have you got anyway?
I don't know. I ain't counted them yet.
You'll be a millionaire or a thousandaires here before you know it. You're still working at the defense plant, too, ain't you?
Yes, Mom. Would you fellas like to have me help you there with that carpenter stuff there?
No, Cedric. We couldn't ask a big, busy executive feller like you to help us none. We couldn't pay you the kind of money Squire Skimp pays over. I can't pay you no $100 an hour. That's about what you'd want.
No, I don't care about that. I ain't worth that much no ways. Not quite, anyways.
No, sir.
I'd just like to do it to help you fellas out, so.
Wait a minute now, Cedric. I believe I see through this whole thing. If you think you're going to get your job back running our picture show machine, you got another guest coming.
Oh, I couldn't take that job back. I'm signed up on a contract to run Squire Skimp's machine. I can't quit him.
Oh, well, what are you hanging around here for? Are you spying on us, Cedric?
No, Mom, I don't think I am.
Huh?
I just happened to drop by and seen you here and thought I might help you some way or other.
Well, you know, Abner, we could use another hand here. All the work we still got ahead of us here.
Yeah, we need some help, all right, but... Oh, well, I don't care. Get a hammer there, Cedric, and pitch in. Wait a minute, though. What about them handbills you're supposed to be delivering?
Oh, I can just set them out there on that post. And if anybody wants to take one, they just pick one up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll do that, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. I don't reckon they're much importance, no way.
Oh, no, no.
I never seen none that was. Generally, when I got handbills to deliver, I just throw them in a culvert. Or burn them up one.
Here now, wait a minute, young feller. Did you used to do that when you delivered handbills for us over at the store?
No, Mom. No, Mom. I never done that with yours, I don't think.
Doggett, if I'd known that's what you was doing with them, I'd have taken you by the nap of the neck.
All right. Let's cut out this argument and get to work. Now, you fellas finish up building the box office there, and I'll take some measurements so I'll know what size windows to order for it.
Yeah. All right, Cedric. Come on.
This one? You want me to use this hammer here?
Huh? Yeah, I'll take this.
You're going to have to work awful fast. We ever expect to have our opening Wednesday night.
Wednesday night?
Wait a minute, Cedric. Look the way you're handling that hammer there.
Yeah, Cedric, you ain't tacking up a screen door. Pound it hard. Come on.
Looky there, Ed, the way he holds that hammer.
Yeah, oh, you can pound harder than that, Cedric.
Hit it hard.
For the land's sake.
Go for your thumb now.
I never seen a boy handle a hammer like it. Well, hit the nail, Cedric.
Hit the nail, for goodness sake.
He'll never make a carpenter's lawn, I'll tell you that.
Look,
right
Cedric, there. Let me show you.
Yeah, show him, Long.
That's the way. Now, here, you take it. Hit it hard. Haul off and hit it your level bit. That's
a little better, Cedric. I swan to. Well, you're getting that nail crooked there, Cedric. Straighten it up. Now, that's the way. Now, pound it. That's a boy.
Thanks. You have to show him how to do everything.
Yeah. Yes, sir. When did you say we was going to open the picture show, Long?
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah. I guess I forgot to mention that to you.
Well, here now, you never told me nothing about that. Just a minute here.
Why, I did too, didn't I?
No,
I know. I held a short meeting once this morning. We decided on that.
Well, good for us. I'm always glad to find out what we've been doing anyway.
See, I was afeard that if we waited any longer than that, why, Squire would be ready to have his grand opening, and if he gets ahead of us on that, why, then we'd be lost.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, but can we get ready by then, Lum?
Well, I don't know. We got to do it where we can or not. That's all we are to it.
Well, we'll just have to work night and day then. Uh-oh. Now we did it.
Now we did what?
Cedric, don't you get it, Lum?
Cedric?
Yeah, you oughtn't have told him about us having our grand opening on WENSDAY night. He'll run right back and blab it all to Squire Skim.
Goodness, that's right, ain't it? I forgot about that.
Why, sure.
Mr. Abner, I don't believe you spell Wednesday right there.
Uh-oh, he knows about it already. Dad blame it anyway.
Listen, Cedric, you're a good friend of ours, ain't you? And we've did a lot of favors for you, set up with you when you was ailing and lent you money when you was needing it and all that, haven't we?
Just more, I reckon so.
And we give you your first haircut, too. Recollect, your pa come over here and he's going to whip both of us.
Yes, Mom. Excuse me a minute, Mr. Abner. There goes Tom Foster. Hey, Mr. Tom, take one of them handbills there if you want them. Take several of them and give them to your friends.
Huh.
All right, go ahead now. What was you fellas saying now?
Well, Cedric... If you went back and told Squire when we was having an hour opening, why, he'd more than likely fix it to where he'd open up the day before, and then that'd plumb ruin us.
Yes, Mom.
So you won't tell him nothing about Wednesday night, will you, Cedric?
No, Mom, I promise I won't tell him. Cross my heart, I won't.
Well, good. Don't even bring up the subject.
No, Mom.
That's a good boy, Cedric. Wait a minute. Hey, Ulysses, take a batch of them handbills there with you. Yeah, them's the one. Take a batch of them with you.
Well, what are you interested in getting them handbills?
Just helping Cedric. He's helping us here along.
That's right. I'd
like to help him get them delivered.
Now, recollect, Cedric, we're putting a lot of dependence on you to keep this from Squire.
Yes, Mom, I ain't going to tell him.
Well, good.
Well, come on, let's all get back to work now. Yeah. Wednesday night ain't very far away, you know.
Oh, no. Come on, Cedric, let's get started. Come on, don't stay.
Well, I don't believe I can work no longer now because I have to get home for supper.
Supper? Well, me, is it that time already?
Well, for goodness sakes. Look at that.
Huh?
My watch says 6:30.
Well, wonder what time it is.
I don't know. Must be close to that, though.
Yeah, ought to be.
I had no idea it was that late.
Well, we better be getting some supper. Well, listen, Cedric, if you have any spare time tomorrow, why, you come back over here and give us a hand. We've got to hurry up and finish it.
Yes, Mom, I will. Well, good night, Mr. Ever. Good night, Mr. Long.
Good night, Cedric.
Yeah, good night, Cedric.
Much obliged.
Thanks for helping us.
That boy sits at carpenter's. He'll make.
Oh, couldn't get a nail straight to save his life.
No, it's a shame.
Gonna have to pull all them nails out and drive him in there again.
I was just looking at him, just running around, but he thought he was helping anyway. Yeah.
We can just leave everything right where it's at here, Abner, because we'll be back directly after supper and work some more tonight.
Yeah, that's a good idea,
Bring Elizabeth. A lantern over to see by it.
Yeah. Elizabeth said that she cooked up some kind of surprise for us tonight, Lon.
Cooked up a surprise?
Yeah,
I don't believe I ever ate anything.
Well, this is a special dish of some kind. I'm just hoping it's apple pie. I love apple pie.
Oh, yeah.
Just love it. That's my favorite idea.
Goodness sakes, Cedric forgot his handbills.
Oh, yeah, he did. Well, here, I'll take a batch of them and give them to Mary, and she can give them out to her friends and help him.
What are they for, anyway?
Oh, I don't know. See here, it says. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
Listen to this, Lom. Announcing the grand premiere of Pine Ridge's new Deluxe Theater. Skimp's Hippodrome. 8 p.m. Tuesday night.
Tuesday? Oh, my goodness, Abner, we're...